Hello, my name is Ian Bauer and I'm a resident of the City of Lincoln. It's May 2010 while I'm recording this and talking to you. I was born in Halifax in 1951. Enjoyed my time there. Went to a Church of England primary school and then went to a technical high school. When you're listening to this, you may not know what a technical high school is, but it was the equivalent of a grammar school, but with a technical bias. It was in Leeds where I first really acted on my sexuality. I'd known I was gay for many years, probably since about the age of 12 or 13. I had a great time in Leeds, but the most important thing in Leeds was where I met my lifelong partner, Michael Newstead. This was back in 1973. At the time, Michael was unemployed, but he did find work in Worksop in Nottinghamshire. And I packed up my bags and moved down to Worksop with Michael, and we spent many years actually living in Retford, but working in Worksop. It's now 2010, and we're living in the city centre of Lincoln. Why Lincoln? We visited Lincoln probably once a month for many, many years back in the 1990s. Then Lincoln was rather, to be quite honest, rather dilapidated and ignored. Much of the industry was closing down and it did feel a little like a backwater city. Fortunately though, about 12 years ago, a university was established here and that was a catalyst for the regeneration of Lincoln. Now it's a thriving city, a small city. I like to think of it as a human scale city. And because of much of the new development was post some of the awful architecture of the 70s, I feel that there's some really fine modern architecture in Lincoln. Michael and I like to call it England's modern historic city. Life as a gay man in Lincoln, I have found, as has Michael, to be a revelation. I think this is mostly down to, again, the university bringing a youthful feel to the city, but also some of the institutions. The cathedral, while I'm recording this, is a very liberal Christian institution which accepts and welcomes LGBT, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people, with open arms. I personally don't have any religion, but Michael does, and he has found this to be quite life-changing after many years of somewhat parochial living. For me, one of the really good things that I found in Lincoln are the number of friends I've made, both men and women, gay men and lesbians. I found a certain degree of maturity amongst the LGBT people that I've drawn as friends in Lincoln. Maybe I've unconsciously rejected people that I don't get on with. I think that's fairly natural. But for me, I see myself living here to the end of my days, really. It was back in 2005, December 2005, that Michael and I decided to have a civil partnership. This was the first day that civil partnerships were allowed. And I jokingly say that if it hadn't been for Elton John having his civil partnership at exactly the same time, we may have got more than about the 50 guests that came to ours. But that said, we had a great time. This was when we lived in Retford and haven't regretted being civilised, as we like to say. We've never regretted it. I currently am part of a team that produced the Out and Proud show on Siren 107.3 FM. That's one of Lincoln's local radio stations. We have an hour-long show and we talk about LGBT-related issues and try and get the message across about equality through to the local audience. With the web, that local audience now spread around the world, and we know for a fact that people listening, especially from the States, from New York, Los Angeles, Denver,